WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's been a very full news week. The January 6th hearings and all the incredible, scary facts that are now into the public, inflation, the war in the Ukraine continues, the awful disaster of the Uvalde police now seen in a video that is so sickening, they had to remove the cries of the poor children waiting to be saved. Is there any good news? Please tell me, I can't find it. January 6th committee hearings were like some awful movie by Stanley Kubrick, with General Flynn playing Dr. Strangelove. Yeah, encouraging a military takeover, a coup. Yes, we are in that world now. POS, and you know who that orange blob is calling witnesses to what? Well, it's called witness tampering, and it's a real crime. Someone said he might have butt-dialed. Yeah, with his buddy be calling everyone in the world, but I digress. Come on, DOJ. Come on, Garland. Do your job. Duh. Come on, crime after crime. Is there ever going to be a time when the news of the day doesn't mention Trump? I live for that day. 6 years so far, every darn day. Constantly what a narcissistic psychopath wants and needs. I wish they could at least cover it without showing that face. How anyone with that hair could ever be elected or, well, never mind Britain, at least he was smart. The former white supremacists who have seen the light and testified are warning us. America, you're about to have terror from white supremacy, fascists, terror. Get it? Listen up. Hello, anyone? The Ukraine is fading in our news, but not for those poor people. Their death, the constant bombing. And Uvalde, now that is another crime done by the police. This guy was washing his hands with sanitizer, a cop standing by doing nothing as children are being shot. A little boy sees the shooter. He runs. He hides in the bathroom. Thank God he escaped. What on earth is the explanation? Why were those cowards? Yeah, they are. If you sign up to be a cop, you face danger. That's the job. This was like firemen getting to a fire and standing outside saying, oh, wow. I still wonder if it's because the community was mostly Latino, but maybe I shouldn't go there. The press has now turned on President Biden, focusing on his age. Well, he's still doing all that's required, and he understands the world, something the former jerk didn't do, no matter what his age. Five people were shot last night in New York. After more every day and the weekend, I'm starting to lose patience with the new mayor. I had such great hopes for him. He's a little too social and not doing enough crime solving. Get to it. I personally am sick as a dog with stomach issues, not COVID, thank God, but they are telling me to live with it. Really? Thanks. Trying to get an appointment with a new stomach doctor is fruitless. No, he's not taking patients under Medicare. No, you can't get through to the office. I showed up for an appointment with another one I made online. They didn't call me to tell me he's not in. Really? There are emergency room people waiting for 12 and 14 hours with no staff. We are living a nightmare. I frankly just want to stay in bed and escape it all. I got a jigsaw puzzle of 1,000 pieces to distract myself. I hope you're doing better. Good luck to us all.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.